Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
H.R. 5, known as the Equality Act, it is misnamed, by the way, is working its way through the U.S. House, and soon it will be in the U.S. Senate. We can stop this dangerous bill that is the greatest threat to religious freedom coming out of Congress. We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, we've talked about H.R. 5 before, but let me just give you a quick overview. H.R. 5 is a law that is working its way through Congress. It adds, or would add, sexual orientation and gender identity to a number of current federal laws, including Title VII, the 1964 Civil Rights Act, regarding employment, as well as public accommodations, and more. It expands those laws far beyond where they are now, and then includes sexual orientation and gender identity in same protected classes as race. So what you cannot do legally respecting race, if this is passed, you will not be able to do legally respecting the LGBT agenda, any aspect of it, frankly. And Matt, churches are not exempt. That's, I think, a huge difference between this and any other law. Churches are not exempt. They are covered. Schools, colleges, religious organizations, they're all covered if this law passes. And there's so many permutations of it. Here's what is happening, however. I think that we can stop this in the U.S. Senate, and we have information on how you can lend your name to a petition to make your U.S. senator aware of your position. You can go to lcaction.org. We have petitions there on that front page, lcaction.org. Or you can go to other places, which we'll talk about later, a direct website. But Matt, this is something in which time is of the essence.
Yeah, this is the most sweeping pro so-called LGBT and anti-woman, anti-Christian law that we have seen. It's more dangerous than INDA was. You remember INDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, they at least had superficial protections for religious freedom. The law would make 59 substantive changes to a number of current laws. You mentioned the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Title VII, the Government Employee Rights Act of 1991, the Congressional Accountability Act of 1995, Civil Service Reform Act of 78, the Fair Housing Act, the Civil Rights Act of 1968, on and on it goes. But what it would do is remove protections based upon sex, biological sex, for women, and would gut that and basically say there is no difference between male and female under the guise of gender identity. It would also gut all of these laws in terms of the protections that are inherent within our Constitution, but also restated in all of these laws, many of which I just named, it would gut our religious freedom, our right of religious expression, even in the church. It would basically say, if you adhere to God's model for human sexuality as marriage between a man and a woman, that anything outside of that relationship between male and female within the bonds of marriage, the Bible says anything outside of that is sin. This would say, no, you have to adopt the postmodern view of sexual morality and discard the biblical view. It's uncanny.
Okay, here's an example. You know, we've dealt with several situations in schools where a boy wants to go into the girl's shower or vice versa. A girl wants to go into the boy saying that he or she identifies as the opposite gender, right? And then those teachers or coaches are forced to supervise them, okay? So you have schools, public schools, you have churches that have schools.
In other words, a male teacher.
Yeah.
And this is a actual case.
Right, in
Florida. A male teacher would be required to supervise the boys as they're in the shower and a girl who's in the shower with the boys in a complete stage of undress.
And the boys have no say and the parents have no say in the situation. Okay.
So and neither does the coach.
Yeah. So this kind of thing would run rampant
Because this would be a federal law, and it would override any other laws. Some states, for example, have passed laws called Pastor Protection Acts. This came about after 2012 when the Supreme Court issued the so-called same-sex marriage opinion. And some states, to protect pastors from being forced to officiate at a same-sex ceremony, they passed laws that said pastors don't have to do so. They can continue to do marriages for opposite sex, but not same-sex, and therefore your churches would not be forced to open the doors to same-sex wedding. If this passes, churches would be forced to open their facilities to a same-sex wedding.
Think about that.
Their only choice that you have is do not do any weddings at all, period. Shut your church down to weddings. Now, who wants to do that? This is a critical aspect of what churches do. And you would have to just literally shut it down. But you would not be able to tell a man that he could not go into the woman's restroom, shower room, locker room. You wouldn't be able to tell a boy that in an overnight stay, that boy has to sleep with the boys' section in the hotel when you're on an overnight camping trip, mission trip, sporting event. If that boy says, I identify as a girl, you have to let that boy not sleep in a room by himself, because that would be discrimination, treating him differently, but allow him to sleep in a room with the girl. And if the girl objects, then the girl's the problem, not the boy who wants to be and is deceived that he is a girl, who's confused about his gender. So the implications are incredible. For example, in Michigan, Bethany is a Christian adoption service. It's nationwide. And they lost a battle in Michigan over the issue of sexual orientation, gender identity. They were told that in order to continue to exist, you need to place children, foster children, adoptive children, in homes with same-sex parents. They didn't want to. They were forced. They had a decision to make. Close up shop in Michigan or violate your religious beliefs. Bethany, unfortunately, chose to violate their religious beliefs. And in Michigan, in other places, it's different, because they haven't been forced to do that across the country. But if this law passes, that'll be the same across the country for Bethany, for Catholic Charities, for any other pro-family Christian adoption facility.
You know, this is like an Orwellian act. That's what I think of. You know, most of us read George Orwell's 1984 in high school, probably. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. So that's exactly what this is doing, is saying that we now have to cater. We have to give preference to those that are dealing with sexual confusion at the harm of others.
In the curriculum, Matt, this would affect, I mean, the curriculum in some of these places are already out of control. We get word and we get information from families across the country about how the curriculum has really gone overboard in some of these schools, where they're teaching kids that they're not male nor female, that they just need to hold off. It's like choosing a profession. Well, how do you know that you want to be a carpenter or a doctor? You don't have to make that decision yet. And you can experiment with being a carpenter and a doctor, and maybe you'll figure out which one you want to be. You don't have to choose your career in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, etc. And their kids are being told the same thing. How do you know you're male or female? Just hold off, experiment a little bit, and you might decide that, yeah, you are female, and that's how you're born.
It's forcing them into illusion.
You might decide that you're nothing. That you're not male nor female, believe it or not.
You're
non-binary. That's what's being taught in schools.
Gender non-conforming.
And if this passes, this will go on steroids.
And not just taught in secular or public schools, but it will be forced and compelled in Christian schools. And we get a lot of complaints as well from parents that say they're teaching the mechanics of homosexual behavior. Things we can't even say over the air. They're teaching young children about and even saying, you know, experiment with homosexuality and so forth. Imagine being a church school being compelled, a private church school being compelled to teach activities that the Bible calls sin.
Yeah.
It totally eradicates any kind of truth and reality.
Well, that's the bad news, and we could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
Here's the good news. It's going to pass in the House, but I think we can stop it in the Senate. And we can stop it at the level of the 60 vote requirement, where they have to have 60 votes to break the filibuster. If we don't stop it there, it may well pass in the Senate, because I think there's about 47 co-sponsors already in the Senate. All they need is 51 votes. But they need 60 votes to be able to get to the vote on the actual bill. And I don't believe that they have the 60 votes at this time. So we are urging people to sign a petition. We are delivering thousands of these petitions to the U.S. senators. You can go to lcaction.org. That's where the petitions are, lcaction.org. lcaction.org. To go to the specific page, just add /HR5. lcaction.org/HR5. There's information there, and you can sign the petition. Make your voice heard, because time is of the essence. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.